Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together. It's going to be fun Thursday around here. It's going to feel like a Friday.
It's my Friday.
Yeah, right on. Good night. Good night. Let's go ahead and see what the weather's going to be like for this Friday Eve from our good friend, Brittany Merlot. How's it going, Britt?
Hey, good morning. Pretty good over here. How's it going by you?
Little drippy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of misting.
Yes, and it certainly seemed like yesterday the rain was just consecutive or consistent. Not pouring 24/7, but sure seemed consistent. So definitely a lot of concern about that around this area. We can get a couple inches of rain and worry about flooding in this area. So certainly worrying about that and thinking about it. But what are we looking at for today? Is it going to dry up a little bit, Brittany?
Not today, unfortunately.
Right.
No.
Right. As soon as I said it, too.
No.
Didn't exactly set you up there. No. Sorry.
It's okay. I usually bring the bad news. But hey, it's during the week. We do have a beautiful weekend ahead. We will dry things out by tomorrow. We're going to stay dry into Saturday. And so after today's rain, it doesn't look like the next rain event won't start until Saturday night and Sunday. And that's a line that quickly moves through to the weekend. But overall, it's going to be sunny, summery, hot, humid, nice weekend, okay? But before we get to that, today, that low pressure system has to move through. It's been stalled over the state the entire week. Finally, the system will clear the area. So it's kind of like a bittersweet, right? We want it out of here, but we've got to go through the worst of it to get it out of here. So showers and storms will be sparking up likely around 4 or 5 o'clock, so early this evening. They'll be isolated at first. That's when they could be pretty strong, or maybe pack a tornado. We are at a slight risk for that. The Storm Prediction Center just increased that, included us into it, so we've got all the ingredients there for it. Stay weather savvy early this evening. And then we're still looking at showers and storms continuing through the rest of the night into about midnight or so, with the last line looking to cross probably around 11 to midnight, and then we'll start to dry out after that. But in terms of rainfall, still a hefty chunk, at least a half an inch expected, probably pushing closer towards an inch, maybe 2 or 3 inches. I mean, it is possible in spots. If we get underneath one of those bad storms, it's going to hit hard and fast. So flash flooding is still a risk. Obviously, those rivers and streams, the streams could start rushing again this evening, and the rivers are expected to be rising as we go into the weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we could see some flood warnings go out. So do your prepping now.
Can you feel feel the faces I'm making at you?
I think I can, actually. Is it kind of like a disgust face? Like a
keep going. I'm like, geez, stop.
Well, welcome to my world, Brittany. This is my life. We appreciate you, Britt. Thank you so much. And we got nice weather looking at this weekend and everything too. So, and actually, from what I saw, next week looks a little drier as well.
It does. I think we might get a few days strung together that are dry. I mean, that hasn't happened in months.
Fingers crossed.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Yeah.
Appreciate you. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning. Terry and I got a lot of fun this morning lined up for you over the next couple of hours. We're going to get into a study found eating this fruit can help you sleep.
Oh,
so we are going to get into that. We've also got four things you should keep by your bed, according to a feng shui expert. So we'll dive.
It doesn't say what things to not keep by your bed.
Yeah, that seems like a much better.
Well, maybe we will get that.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some of that. Yeah, we got a couple of other fun stories for you. We'll get ready in the 10 o'clock hour to kick things off with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our pet of the week. Denise will be joining us for that. Shout out to Milltown Coffee. I got a story for her as well to lead into that. Some entertainment news we'll get into. We got Lainey Wilson showing up, Steve from Blues Clues, a couple of other. Oh, Scarlett Johansson as well. Got to mention that. Want to talk about our newsletter, which will be a new edition. Will be premiering at noon today in your email box. Let you know how you can sign up for that. And Terry, the state with the cuddliest pets and the one most likely to host a birthday party for their pet. We will get into this. Got all that lined up for you.
Pets can't cross state lines.
No. That's unheard of. But we kick things off. and we'll bookend this. We'll start and end with an update from our United Way, because we have so much to talk about with them. And especially, I'm going to make you rewind a little bit, Terry, actually, to kick off the show. One of my favorite events we have every year in this area is United Weekend. I just love the combination of the community coming together, sports, the area that it's held, and certainly the cause behind it. I just love the event. And I wanted to recap it with you a little bit, because we had some winners, and everybody was a winner, especially the people in need of these food items and everything. But it does give me a chance to shout out Paper City Savings one more time, because they just blow me away every year with this stuff.
They are very creative. You know, when you said, let's talk about United We Can, I'm like, oh, that was only last week?
Yeah, doesn't it feel like it was at least 3 weeks ago? At least 3 weeks.
So the cool thing, though, is the food sculptures leveraged like 5,800 pounds of food, which is, you know, really significant. That was then distributed to local food programs. We were able to collect about $445 in our Miracle Minute. So then that was also distributed to the food program. So we just, you know, pass all of that right through, because this is, you know, this is an initiative of ours that is a hunger awareness event. So that money moves right through. One of the things that I think is really noteworthy is we did this the first time in 2013. We formed the Hunger Coalition in 2012, did the first event in 2013. And since then, we've leveraged about 85,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
Just through this event specifically. So, you know, I think that's really awesome.
Yes.
Now, to add a little fun and a little competitiveness to this, we have some awards. Mm-hmm. So we have judges, and, you know, thanks to the three judges, especially you, James, thanks for taking the time to come on out. But we asked the judges to pick, you know, which one they think is the most creative. Mm-hmm. And then with really no other guideline than that, just which one's most creative. And yeah, everyone has a different thought about that, right? Mm-hmm. And then also most nutritious, and just thinking about maybe looking at the foods that were used to some level. Those are the two awards that are determined by the three judges. And then we have two awards that are determined by those who attend the Rafter Games. Mm-hmm. So those are called Community Choice Awards. And we do one for the major league, one for the minor league. So based on sculpture size, because we know not every organization or small group can, mm-hmm. You know, can do a big, huge sculpture.
Yeah.
So most nutritious went to Solaris.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a really cute bacon and eggs, yeah, in a frying pan. So that was super fun. Yeah. Yeah, that's some curvy bacon they got, yes, going there. It was awesome. Most creative was Paper City Savings Bank. And like you said, shout out to them. They've been participating for a really, really, really long time, maybe almost every year. I know there was a couple years they missed, mm-hmm, when they were doing their building remodel and other times. But they did they recreated the Hungry, Hungry Hippos game. And that was like super fun.
It's so well thought out. It's so good. Like,
it was great. Then Community Choice Awards. So for the large sculpture, that was Domtar. And it was, and I'm not good at this movie, but it was one of the characters from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know which one.
I think Stitch.
that sounds so bad, but I just am not super familiar with
Domtar
that.
Domtar does a great job playing on your heart. They do a really good job of playing on the heart. Every year they do it, they nail that.
Yeah, and then the favorite community choice for small sculpture went to Kinexis, and it was a box of crayons.
Very creative.
So that was super cool, too. And, you know, we thank everyone, of course, that participated. All of these teams that came out, you know, spent the day with some of our team. And, you know, there's some learning going on, too. We have new staff members. Mm-hmm. Our newest staff member is just this Friday going to be there a month. So, I mean, United We Can is one of the things that falls in her area of responsibility, you know, on week three of the job.
And they did great.
They did. They were fantastic. They did a great job. So, you know, we're really excited about that and where, you know, our opportunities are for future for leveraging food for the community as well.
We encourage you to join the team next year. Domtar, Urco Worldwide, Paper City Savings, Solaris, a big shout out to them. And certainly a thank you and shout out to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids Area, Kinexis, ODC, Quality Plus Printing, and our Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. Everybody had did a great job with these. I was teasing Phil about his and everything, and I'm like, I really liked yours and stuff. He was all determined to come up with a better one next year and stuff.
But wasn't that awesome? The jammed copy machine. like, what could have been better?
Perfect.
That was awesome.
Our lunch ladies had a great one up there, too, and it was really cool to see them represented in this. It's just a really fun event, and we could use even more. We want more teams and more people be involved in this next year. And again, nobody loses with an event like this. I shout out certain businesses because I appreciate them, and I really do appreciate the creativity of these things. But everybody wins with this one. It's a fun event, and including us as Rafter fans, because the Rafters won that day. And they have a knack of winning on that day. I'm telling you. I've kept track of this. They really do have a winning record on those United Weekend event days. It's something you really get excited about. It's a fun event. But of course, we're looking ahead a little bit too, Terry. I do want to remind everybody that there is a number of things going on over there. And we'll have time at the end of the show to wrap up on some of these too. But anything you wanted to make sure we touched on right now?
Well, just that now is the time to register your children for Stuff the Desk. So if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies through this program. And you have to pre-register.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big thing. Registration is open for 3 months, May 1st until August 1st. Mm-hmm. You have all of May, all of June, all of July, and we still have, you know, folks who say, I didn't register. You have to register because it's the only way we know how to get enough supplies and leverage, you know, the right things for kids. So, you know, help us. Really what you can do is, A, if you qualify, great, get signed up. B, help spread the word. Mm-hmm. You know, help get people, because summer just gets chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Once school lets out, people are busy, a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, that's really the big thing. And then, of course, we are collecting school supplies to help support this effort. So there's a lot of drop locations. You can find all the details on our website at uwswac.org. Of course, you can always drop at the United Way office, which is 351 Oak Street. And here at Civic Media, mm-hmm. WFHR, you can also drop off supplies. Or just hang on to them and bring them to us at Lunch by the River on August 7th.
Yeah, we're looking forward to dropping those supplies off once we get a bunch of them over to you guys. I'm excited about the opportunity to do that more, being a drop-off location and just seeing those items and everything. And we know what it means for our community and getting excited about what this event means. So, and you guys will be at Lunch by the River. We'll talk more about that, of course, when we get closer to it and everything. And plenty other things to talk about with our United Way. Follow them on social media. It's a great follow and a great way to share the posts that they make and have them seen by people that might not see them otherwise. Be sure to find out more at their website, Terry Gavia, uwswac.org. Take a time out. We'll get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club when we get back on the morning show at WFHR. Getting the let out a little bit with our birthday and anniversary club today. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us. Check out some of those amazing specials, that wonderful menu. All of that is topped by the people. Head on over there, check things out, and wish them a good one from all of us. And, of course, you can get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to email us, info@WFHR.com. That's how you can reach out to us with any feedback that you have. You can also direct message us on our Facebook pages, WFHR or WIRIs, and you can call on up 715-424-2600. You're only a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. If you are busy, the boss is looking over your shoulder, you can't get the birthday and anniversary, you can text it to us. It's on the slide. Text it to us. I don't know. Get it to us. Whatever you're going to do, smoke signals, Morse code, get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Do you know Morse code?
A little bit. Actually, my grandfather wanted me to know. For some reason, my grandfather, the same man, I was just talking about him this morning, actually, the same guy that was bound and determined that I was going to be right-handed and that I could do things with my right hand and everything, also taught me a little bit, like, I believe it was like SOS or something, and I don't remember it anymore, but I do remember him actually... Yeah, doing this whole like a thing. Like, if they was ever going to come in handy.
It was actually bring me another beer.
It was that. It was definitely that. It was probably a beer and a book. Knowing him, it would have been a beer and a book. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We take a look at our list of local celebs. We just have one qualifier today, so Terry, you get to take a little bit of time off on this one.
Oh, dang. How about number one?
They were nicely done. Nicely done, Terry. But we do want to wish one other happy birthday out there. My brother-in-law, Nick Zowski. Nick is the brother of Mac, who is my sister's husband. And Nick is awesome. Nick's somebody, I've talked with Nick a lot about about this, and I told him, you know, years ago when I first mentioned his birthday, that I would mention this, and it's cool with him and everything, that Nick's in a wheelchair. And I have not, of all the people that I've known in my life, I have not known a ton of people with disabilities. And Nick has been very integral and really helpful to me in that regard. And for me, my whole life, when I would be around people like that, I think I did what a lot of people do and overextend and try to do things. Oh, let me get that for you. Let me get that for you. And every single thing. And Nick is just, he's a hilarious man and very funny and very self-deprecating and also like blunt. And it was like, I got it. I'm good. Like,
back off.
Yeah. And it was things like that. He's helped me with others and other individuals and just a person, I think, that gets life. I really enjoy being around Nick. Enjoy him as a human being. Enjoy your day, man. Hope it's a good one for
you. Happy birthday.
And a Nakusa boy. Nakusa boy, too. Local. And we wish happy birthday to our loan qualifier today, Blake Carter.
Happy birthday, Blake.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. Let's see who you're sharing your birthday with. Ariana Grande is 32 today. Wicked, I would say, is probably her most known thing. I know she's a pop star and everything.
At least probably most recent. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I don't know how many hits she's had recently or anything like that. So I note the Wicked thing because that got her nominations and a lot of respect in the industry. Did not go over well with... not the easiest person to work with, and that hasn't helped her in a lot of future projects. Right now, that stuff can change overnight, and she's 32. She's really young and incredibly talented. I'm not a fan, but I saw her on SNL, and she really impressed me.
But you know, when she hit the early, like when she first came in the music scene, I feel like she was a diva.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
So you know. Can't be completely unexpected.
Doesn't her talent is very noticeable. Mm-hmm. She's very, very talented. Her off the stage, not a really doesn't seem like a very fun person. And completely different for Audrey Plaza, who is 41 today. A lot of people remember her as April on Parks and Rec. She was in WandaVision and Agatha All Along. She's been in a handful of things throughout her career, and really, really strong actor. Like her a lot. Jason Schwartzman is 45. Max in Rushmore. He was also in a handful of other movies, too. He's got a couple of famous members, too. He's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew, Nicolas Cage's cousin. Was in a band for a while, too. Played drums for Phantom Planet or something like that, I think it was.
It's just random.
Yeah. Couple of athletes, but that could not be on different ends of the spectrum, really. Michael Vick is 45 today. Very, very interesting person, career, all of that. I grew up with the definition of second chances with my father. It's very, very difficult for me to say that somebody doesn't deserve a second chance or any of these things. And Michael Vick, one of the most exciting athletes we've ever seen. I probably shouldn't talk about him too much here in Wisconsin. I imagine that triggers some things. Certainly, you know, he gets in trouble off the field with the dog thing and stuff. And we are just as a society really, really getting really becoming more and more of an animal society. And we always kind of were, but it becoming more of a pop culture thing and a lot of that. And that just couldn't have aligned worse for him. Yeah. Because I don't know that a couple years before that, or even 10 years before that, it would have been the story that it was. I am thankful that it was. What he was doing was incredibly sick and wrong and disgusting and disturbing and all of those things. And it's because of that that I think that Michael Vick deserved a second chance in blue collar work. Like doing construction or something like that. I don't know that he deserves a second chance in the NFL. I think that that's a privilege. I genuinely do. I don't think that just because you can throw a football deserves that you get to. I think it should come with other things. I think there should be a standard for athletes. I am saying this knowing full well that I'm like a child saying this. I'm a grown man and I'm saying something that you would expect a kid to say. I get all that. I'm just saying the way I would like it to be. But at the same time, he's a wonderful example to a lot of young players out there. And by all means, has been a very good citizen since then. And has owned all of this too. From what I understand, he's very much, you know, had accountability for these things. And our society is built on second chances. It's there's two things we love in this country more than anything: apple pie and comeback story. We love a comeback story in this world, and he's a good example of that. Like, you know, the good, the bad, all of it. And then there's Derek Jeter, who's 51, and nobody has a bad thing to say about him. He's a credible athlete. I don't know,
but it's not bad to look at.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a great GM, he wasn't a great owner, but I mean, that's as close as it gets.
Love it.
The wonderful lyricist and voice of Gretchen Wilson, 52 today. Redneck woman. She's got a couple of songs, Gretchen Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Chris O'Donnell is 55. Most audiences will know him currently in NCIS Los Angeles, but he was in Scent of a Woman, Three Musketeers, Batman and Robin. He had a run there. Nick Offerman is 55, another Parks and Recs actor. It was Ron Swanson on there. We're the Millers. He was in that really well, but he was just in the most recent Mission Impossible, too, and was very good. Hilarious comedian. Hilarious comedian, Nick Offerman. Let's see here. Who else have we got? Sean Hayes is 55. Just Jack. Jack on Will and Grace. He was Larry in the Three Stooges as well. One of my favorite singers from our old high school days, Terry, Harriet Wheeler is 62, singer and songwriter from the Sundays.
The Sundays.
Not a huge band, but they had a couple of hits that I really liked. I love her voice. She's got a very, very good voice.
I think I had, remember for a while when like just the single song cassettes were a thing? It was like one song on each side.
Yes.
I think I had that of theirs.
I had so many singles. I had so many of those.
And it's kind of like, why?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You look back and like, what were they thinking? Yeah. What was that?
What were we thinking? Yeah. Although they were like $2.50 instead of $10,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. That's what it was. Mark McKinney is 66. One of the few people who is an SNL and a Kids in the Hall alum. He was on both shows and fantastic on both of them. Fantastic singer, a writer, and a director as well. A big fan of the Kids in the Hall and obviously Saturday Night Live. Chris Isaac is 69.
Wow.
Didn't see that coming. Wonderful singer songwriter. Had a good run there too. Let's see. And Billy Davis Jr. is 87, singer from the Fifth Dimension. Aquarius, that's their big hit. And let's see, people no longer with us, like Colonel Tom Parker, born in this day in 1909, passed away in 97. Elvis Presley's famous and kind of corrupt manager, but really a big part of Elvis's career. I believe Tom Hanks played him in the Elvis movie that came out recently and everything. And the great, the legend, when we're talking about greatest character actors of all time or the definition of a character actor, I would not fight anybody if they said Peter Lorre is that. Peter Lorre, you may not know him by name, but I promise every single one of you out there listening knows who Peter Lorre is by look. Bug-eyed character from Casablanca and the Maltese Falcon, probably his best work. But a guy who, on paper, should never have had an acting career. Like, on paper, it just doesn't work. I know this industry, and I can't imagine how it was back then when it was 50,000 times worse for actors that didn't look like Humphrey Bogart. But him made an incredible career. An incredible career, and he took what was given to him and made gold out of it. He would take a 2-3 throwaway lines and make it into something where you remembered it, years and years later, his scene or something. Just, at the same time, wonderful human being to work with. Really, really good actor. What the industry should be all about is actors like him that bring up other actors. It's not about me. It's not about the ego. I'm playing a character here, and I'll do whatever it takes to make that character believable. That's a good character actor. You don't take away from anything. You add to it. Peter Lorre was fantastic at that and did it with those bug eyes and maybe not a look that only a mother would love or something like that. I don't know. I thought he was fantastic. I really enjoyed his work. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. We encourage you to keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, and celebrate with our great friends at El Cafe today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back after our news, sports, and entertainment break. Take care of our partners, and we'll come back talking a little bit about what is this food that'll help you sleep? We got a fruit that'll help you sleep. Coming up on the morning show, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM on your dial. Thank you so much for checking out and hanging out with us today. Terry and James with you. And want to dive into an interesting one here. They say an apple a day might keep the doctor away, but this other fruit could keep you from lying awake at bed at night. So that seems interesting to me. That sound, that catches my attention right away. A fruit that can help me sleep.
Is it tequila?
It is tequila.
Oh, I mean,
no, that
I guess
is the answer.
Plant.
Tequila. No,
is tequila. Is a tequila plant a fruit or a vegetable?
It doesn't matter. It's a certain point in the night. It doesn't. Well, a study at Penn State found eating avocados might help you sleep better. Researchers had people eat one avocado a day for 6 months, and they were surprised to find that their sleep improved. So they weren't going into the study trying to figure this out. It just was a byproduct of this. I think the study was about something else with avocados. This was something that kind of came out of it, out of the study. It also lowered people's cholesterol, which might have been where this started, which they were expecting. Okay, so that is where it started. But they're not sure why it helped them sleep better. Their best guess is that it just all the extra nutrients avocados have. They're loaded with fiber, potassium, folate, vitamin K, and a couple of other good things for you that also can help you rest and relax.
Or if you were eating an avocado suddenly, intentionally, one a day, you know, you maybe were replacing something else that you were, you know what I mean? Like maybe a less healthy snack or something, that maybe that was part of it too.
That's a great angle on. I didn't even think about that. I hope the researchers did, because that's a really, I think, interesting part of that.
I mean, some people might have added it as additional, but I'm guessing it probably
more
took the
likely
place of something else.
Yeah, it replaces. And you know, this is something, because you and I, one of our parallels, we're both snackers, we're grazers, you know? And so I could see that. For me, if I'm replacing, I've tried to do this. I ate a lot of cookies that night, I'll be honest. I'm a cookie guy. I've tried to replace that with like granola and stuff. It's granola with dark chocolate in it, so I'm not really helping myself
anymore.
And
then you just shape it into a cookie on your plate?
pretty much. No. They just sit here trying to smash the granola together. They say more research is needed to figure out exactly why avocados might help, but sleeping well is important for your overall health and aging, so it could be an easy way to improve your health in general. Just including, especially if you already like avocados, boom, there you go. You just maybe have that.
Can it be guacamole? Or does it have to be like a fresh avocado? I mean, I guess guacamole is a fresh avocado.
Yeah. I have to
chips, I guess.
I'm not an avocado guy. I'm not. I got burnt out. Like, I literally got into Carpinteria in California where I was staying, and it was like this big festival they were having, an avocado festival, and everything, like they're handing you a shake with avocado in it and stuff and all these different things, and it was just too much, and I got burnt out right away, like 24 hours.
I do like fresh avocado. I like guacamole. But the idea, and sometimes I even like it on a burger or on a sandwich, but the idea, literally for me, when you said they eat a whole avocado every day, just for me, the idea of that just sounds mushy.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not,
I don't
think a mushy food.
It just doesn't. It sounds like I like it, but there's a lot of other fruit that I would be like, oh yeah, I could definitely eat one of those a day. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know.
I feel like there's definitely other stuff. There's
and I would, but I'll eat it fresh, slice it up and eat it before I'm putting it in a shake.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, the color gets me a little bit, and it, like in a, you know, in a protein shake.
Yeah.
Now pass.
Nope.
You know, the other thing is just like go to bed a half an hour earlier.
There is that. There is. I've heard about this. I have heard about this. Yeah. Wanted to touch on this other story that I thought was a pretty good one too. Terry, have you known a lot of twins before, or any twins in general? I was thinking about it this morning looking at this story. I think I've maybe known one set of twins, and I don't even know how many I've interacted with or been around. I don't know why. There's tons and tons of people that are twins out there and stuff, but I don't, and all the people and all the interactions
I've had.
What
about like in school? Like
in school,
primary school,
I think
you know,
that's like, where I kind of ran into the only set of twins I have. Otherwise, I have not really run into that a lot.
I was just trying to think of how many like were in our class. I think we had three sets of twins, maybe.
The twins I knew, I think, weren't even, I think it was boy and girl. I think that, so they weren't even identical.
And our niece has twins, so But that was also like through an IVF kind of thing, you know, where the probability is quite high. So they're not, so it's not like it runs in the family or something.
That's wild. My Aunt Sandy, her and my Uncle Duke were trying for a long time. They did that, kind of gave up on it. Then boom, boom, boom. she has her first son, and then she had twins right after that, and they were identical. So that's it's the only set of twins in our whole family, like on either side of my family. It's interesting. So, well, attendees at a high school graduation in New York certainly ran into some twins. Right over on Long Island, they were seeing 15 sets of twins walked across the stage to accept their diplomas.
Wow.
The class of 2025 at Plainview Old Beth Page John F. Kennedy High School walked across the graduating stage somehow after the name of their school was announced. Imagine that took a while. It's a long name for a school. And among them were 15 sets of twins, which they are saying is a bit of a record. Some of the students said that they didn't even notice the unusually high number of twins until some mothers started noticing during the graduation. So
that is that is a lot, but I guess I don't know what their school population is either, but that seems like a lot.
Yeah, it really does. Quote, we are friends with a lot of them, but we never counted until our mom and a few others twins moms took a count.
I mean, leave it to moms.
Yeah, moms would definitely notice something like this, I would think. All sets of twins in the class of 2025 are fraternal, not identical, so teachers have been spared the possibility of mistaken identity.
I love that movie, Parent.
I was just thinking of a bunch of twin movies. So you thought you went Parent Trap. I went Twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's the first thing that popped in my head. I wonder if it's different if you do actually know twins. Like if that's your first thought, is the twins you know or something. Or for like us, just, you know, the random famous twins we may have known or something along those lines. I don't know. Quote, most, if not all, have been in the district since kindergarten, the school assistant principal told today.com. Many met as infants because of the parents joined a Parents of Twins group. So I was curious about that. Like, I would think that that would be a thing.
There was one around here because I know a lady who was in, they called it Twin Mothers. And I'm like, what do you mean twin mothers? Like, like you're in, and she's like, oh, no, we all have sets of twins, you know, just a social group.
Yeah. I think that would be kind of cool. And I like the little subsets we kind of get in society sometimes like that. It's interesting to me, I think. So that was an interesting one, but maybe not as. So we got siblings. And we know what it's like to have, you know, if you like helped your sibling with something or you had a good piece of advice or something like that, it feels good to do that for a friend, to do that for somebody, heck, to do that for your kid. There's a little bit something extra when you're able to have that with your sibling. You know, there's just something there. I don't know if it's because you've known each other your whole lives or sibling rivalry or any of these kind of things. I think it comes from a more good place than bad, but it could be a little bit of both. A little column. A little column B. Well, then there's this story because, man, if my brother and I had this, I don't know how that would go on either side. If he did this for me or I did this for him. A North Carolina man said some advice from his brother led to him winning a $100 million prize from a scratch-off lottery ticket. Hickory resident Patrick Kelly told North Carolina Education Lottery officials he doesn't normally buy scratch-off tickets, but his brother was on him about it and convinced him to try his luck at a $20 ticket. And sure enough, he recommended this specific ticket in general, the company, you know, the type, they got a million different types of lottery tickets out there, and he selected a 100x race ticket or something that would be timed
so
if he won.
So he won that on a scratch-off?
Yeah. Quote, I was dumbfounded, Kelly recalled, of the moment he discovered the prize amount. Kelly said his brother was equally excited for him. We hugged it out. It was a good feeling. Kelly said his winnings will go towards paying off his student loans and investing for the future. And probably buying his brother something.
I was going to say.
Yeah, you got to do something for the brother. You got to do something.
That's pretty cool.
It doesn't, you
know. What was the total?
It was a million. You got a million. Oh, 100,000. I'm sorry, 100,000. 100,000.
Okay.
My dyslexia is really bad with numbers.
I was just wondering how many student loans he had.
Right.
It's like, what is going on?
Nowadays. Okay. But yeah.
Well, a million would be a stretch.
It is a stretch. Even that is a stretch. But yeah, that was a.
That is awesome.
It's a great story. I just feel like, so if my brother did this for me, it would be me, like, never, he'd get annoyed with my thank yous, like, in 5 minutes. But I feel like if it was the other way around, Nick wouldn't say anything, but I know in his eye. I know that, like, when he wouldn't be thinking about it all the time. But every once in a while, like, something would happen, and just I would look at him, and I'm like, he's thinking about that time you offered that lottery ticket to me. I know he's thinking about it. I know.
But, you know, I feel like, because we're both the oldest, right? Yeah. So, like, if you made this recommendation to your brother and he won, you'd be like, cough up at least the $20.
At least $20. At least.
at least the value of the ticket.
You got to take me to a brew game.
You know, like, yeah. I mean, I think we would just be like, here's how it is.
Yes, yes. There is no debate here. There's no, you know.
There's no good Samaritan thing. You just fork over something.
We don't need a negotiator. We can figure this out between the two of us. We got this. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, 100%. We will take a quick time out when we come back. We got four things you shouldn't keep by your bed, according to a feng shui expert. I think earlier I said should. I think I had
no.
That
I think
wrong.
You said shouldn't.
Oh, didn't I? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I am.
Oh, no, you did say should.
I did. I knew
because it. I said because then I said, what about things you shouldn't keep there?
I can
Do
tell
we
you,
even know what's going on?
A little bit. Find out with us when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got to be dramatic with this music, Terry.
got you trained.
I want to be in the room when they're writing this. Like, no, I got an idea, man. Sunglasses at night.
Like, no haters.
I don't know how serious that. Like how like serious that writing room was. I want to. I'm sorry.
Didn't take long.
No, it didn't. Feng shui is the idea that how you organize your home affects harmony and balance in your life. And if you think all that is nonsense, you don't even have to listen to any of this. Or you might actually take some notes from it. I don't know.
You know, I was just thinking, I haven't heard feng shui talked about that much mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah, I know. In our generation, we experienced a lot of
it was
this,
like
and
a
it's
thing.
Been around for a long time, yeah. Of course. But it had its run there a little bit. And you're right. I haven't heard anybody mention this in a long time. I know there was a point where there were people that were making a living like as feng shui experts, and I say that with quotes that the audience can't see. But I don't. You know, I also say this as a bit of a skeptic in some ways. At the same time, I do think that there is a balance to things, and I think that there is a, you can use the word harmony, you can use whatever verb you'd like for it, but when you have your space organized to a degree, whatever that means for you, it could be insane like me, or it could be just whatever is loose for you, but when you have organization, when you have cleanliness, or even something that's remotely, you know, like that, I do think there's something to that, to the brain.
Absolutely, and I don't know how real it is, but I also don't know that it's not real. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And if it makes sense for you, if you feel more peaceful,
I'm completely Switzerland on this one. And I think that you know, I'm open to the idea that it could be better or more, you know, do more than I realize it could. And I'm a big believer in placebo effect. If it works for you, hey, that's great.
I mean, if they say, like, keep your socks in the kitchen drawer, then I'll be like,
I'm probably going to call pull back on that. Yeah. So a feng shui expert on TikTok listed the top four things you should never keep by your bed.
Which is the
list that Terry thought would have been better anyway.
Never.
So there we go. We got the list right one. Sharp metal objects.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, thanks for that one. Thanks. I really needed that advice.
Oh, I'll have to put my knives away.
So the butcher knife I shouldn't keep by the bed. Oh!
You can just put it under your pillow instead.
Well, now where else am I supposed to keep my chainsaw? What is that? I don't understand the world anymore. I thought that's where you kept the chainsaw, right next to the bed. I mean, it's right there if you need it. Okay, yeah, that does seem to make a little sense. Things like scissors and nail clippers. He says sharp metal, but easily pierces your energy shield, apparently. Oh, wow. Wow.
Dang.
And the effects aren't good. Okay, so I just learned today I have an energy shield. I did not know. I really didn't.
I'm not trying with to your nail clipper.
Yeah, I'm really not. I don't think my tone's very good. It's not. I'm not trying to make fun of any of this. If people are into it, yeah. Well, you know, we got to take both sides. A trash can. Trash holds murky energy. Even if it's just crumpled up paper, he says breathing in that energy can negatively affect your health.
Oh, I guess. I've never even thought of having a trash can by my bed.
Yeah.
Even when I was, I don't have a trash can in my bedroom. But like when I was a kid, I did. You know what I mean? Oh, because that was just cool to have your own stuff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't by my bed.
No, I don't keep it not really near the bed, but I do have a trash can in my room. And I will say that thing never gets too crazy, you know? So I empty it quite a bit. So I don't know if that's helping my murky energy or not, but maybe.
Kind of murky.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't. I probably should be trying this stuff because it's like one of the few things I haven't tried. And you know, why not?
Good point.
I mean,
while you're eating your avocado today, move your garbage can.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to look up a feng shui expert. Let's see, a feng shui expert in Wisconsin. See if I can find that. Medications and medical records. Go, well, that's where I keep all my important documents, is right next to my bed.
I wonder if people have like a nightstand,
yeah,
like with drawers. You know what I mean? Like that might be kind of a go-to, because in your head, it's keeping it kind of close. You know what I mean? Like it's organized. I don't know.
Does anybody else do this? I notice, and obviously I don't get enough sleep and all that, but on nights when I'm really bad, and it's even bad for me, I'm a little more sarcastic that morning. I don't know why. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
I think it's your, what was that? Your murky.
Yes, it must be my murky energy, yes. Or maybe I having a trash can in my room. I don't know.
I mean,
medications and medical records, I could see that. I could see that. So he says, or this expert says, allegedly affects your mood and mental state. I could see, well, and he's not saying this, but if you had bills by your bed.
Oh, sure.
I could definitely see that. Is there anything in here about when a machine starts making noise that has never made noise before?
You actually look like you're scared. It sounds maybe like the fan is going.
You know what?
That piece of equipment.
Here's the unhealthy part of that, Terry. I'm not scared. I'm worried for the station. I'm worried that the station would, like, my health or my body. I'm not worried about.
I'm suspecting also your murky energy.
Yeah. All right, that stopped. That's good. And finally on this list, fresh flowers, but only if you're in a relationship. If you're single, it's fine. If you're married, it invites third-party involvement. So if you keep fresh flowers by your bed, apparently that means that you're, tempted by the fruit of another? I don't know. I don't know
what that means. Did you actually just say that?
I did. I don't know
what
why.
What is that song?
Squeeze. Okay. Squeeze. It's a good song. It's your fault. It's the 80s stuff. It was the 80s music that got in my head.
I mean, I wear my sunglasses at night. But what?
Everybody should be Wang Chunging right now.
So if you... No, they should not. If you have flowers, if all of a sudden... I have, like, I go out in my garden and clip flowers and have them on my nightstand. Does that imply to your significant other that they came from someone out? Like, I don't even understand that.
That's where he's going with it. Okay. And that,
I don't know.
That is ridiculous. That
I will
is
tell
insane.
You that this time of year, I do have fresh flowers. Mm-hmm. It's not on my nightstand by my bed, but I have, like, this little table, like a little kind of dressing table. And I always, if I have fresh flowers outside, I clip new ones and put them there all the time.
Yeah. That is
weird.
Yeah. And again, if this is helpful to anybody out there, or you're like what I was saying before, hey, I've tried everything. Why not try this? More power to you. And gosh, I hope it helps you. I really do.
I mean, what if you have a flower in a pill bottle?
I love this. I love the challenging this.
With a poker. Condiment. Poker, like you have a poker sticking out.
I really feel like all of this stuff is good. It is good and bad for the given individual. But even if you are somebody that wholeheartedly believes in all these things, I don't know that you necessarily have to live your life by it or completely rearrange your bedroom or your room for it or something. Maybe some of this, everybody's different and everybody's going to be affected differently by different things. So, maybe incorporate a little of it, see what works, see what doesn't, or you just don't even give a try to it at all.
And I guess I don't have to be so skeptical. Do you think it's weird that electronic devices didn't make the list?
I thought for sure it would. I thought for sure that was going to be one of the number one things.
Whether it's phone
was,
or laptop or whatever. But
nothing about it. Nothing about any of that. and maybe there's a reason for that too. I don't know, but
feng shui is pre-electronics.
True. Maybe that doesn't come into play, but I electronics literally give off, you know, stuff. So yeah. I would think that that would be one of the major things that would show up here.
I still don't see the problem with your chainsaw.
Yeah, come on. What am I supposed to be, some, you know, caveman? Am I a chainsaw in the garage or something like that? No. I have mine right by my bed. That way I'm ready whenever I need. Like, what happens in the middle of a night?
He sleeps alone, people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Not completely alone. I got the chainsaw. Got the... Just, I don't know, I shouldn't be out of here. We got to wrap up the
murky.
First hour
it's
here.
Your murky,
it's getting murky over here.
Murky
right.
energy. Or is it an aura? I think it's an aura.
I think it's the aura, yeah. We are going to have our auras better because we're going to be joined by our friends from the Southfield County Humane Society coming up at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Get to our CBS News, Melissa's News break. And after that, we will, of course, be hanging out with Denise. And I do...
I saw a live dog out there.
I haven't looked. I haven't seen
it. I did.
Yes, I heard Terry from the reporting of Terry. We do have a live dog today, so that's going to be fun. We're going to learn about our new pet of the week. And we're able to do that thanks to our friends at Milltown Coffee. Milltown Coffee.
Should we go out on location to the other room for this?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
We can be like investigative reporters.
I like that, actually. Yeah, we might actually have to do that, Harry. That's not a bad idea. But Milltown Coffee just opened up shop and over at by Midstate, I believe. And I want to encourage you to check them out, everybody. They got a great Facebook page.
They're actually in Kellner in the Chatterbox
I'm sorry.
Building.
Yes,
yep, they're
the
normally so they're at Midstate, Mission Coffee House. And for summer and maybe extended thereafter, they are on 80th Street in Kellner.
Yeah, 3821 80th Street South. You head on over there, check that out. Love Kellner. Any chance to get over there. I like Kellner a lot. Head on over, wish them a good one, and thank them. We appreciate businesses like that, El Cafe, so many of you out there that buy local, support local, and support what we're doing here. We appreciate it. Shout out to, of course, Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. They're going to be joining us a little bit later today during our Rapids Report. I have got some very heavy, strong questions for Stephen and Katrina. We'll see if they can answer. We're gonna have fun. I don't even know what.
I hope they bring you something nasty to taste.
Now they should. They really should. I deserve it. We will come back and have some more fun on the morning show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.